to our next episode of Because Why the F Not?
And once again, we are not celebrities, we are not influencers, we are just normal, boring people.
Yeah, boring mums talking shit.
Talking rubbish. So it was your birthday this week, Sophia?
Oh, it was, yes. Pretty non-eventful, really. It wasn't a wild one. It was nice. Went for some lunch. Had a few of the girls back here after. And I think I was bathed, makeup off, by about 8:30 in bed.
Whoa. This is because you're now 35.
Yeah, because I'm old.
This is maturity.
Maturity. And then on my actual birthday on the Monday,
You had a nice massage,
yeah, I did.
Didn't you?
I did the school run. I went to the gym, because, you know, that's what you do on your birthday. And my sister had booked me a lovely massage. It was delightful.
Oh, that's nice.
Then I went and met my mum and sister. Sorry about that, guys. Muffled there. And had some lunch. And, yeah, it was nice. And then my mum, my sister, all the kids, my sister's husband, everyone came here in the evening. And again, I was bathed in bed by about 8:30.
Lovely stuff.
It was so nice and chilled. Yeah. Do you know what? I was so grateful I didn't wake up with a hangover.
Yeah. And I was out on Friday for my friend's 40th. But again, it just wasn't... It was a really nice evening.
It was just chilled. And I feel like I actually enjoy those evenings.
So
more,
do
like,
I.
Or daytime things a bit
so
more
do
now.
I.
Rather than waking up and feeling like shit for
a
week.
Getting in at like God knows what time. And then the whole next day is wrote
well,
off.
It's like a good... For me, it's a good few days of written off.
Yeah.
I just can't handle it anymore.
No.
It's half my life for now, aren't I? So, you know.
Well, exactly. I did say to... So, before we started this... Did she realise she's now in the next age bracket on the forms?
Oh, yeah, that 35 to 40.
That's when it gets depressing. You're like, oh, no, I'm in that bracket now.
You know, well, they say life begins at 40, don't they? So,
But, you know, when I went out on Friday, I had one of those moments, and every woman out there, all of you listeners, will know what I mean when you...
go.
What do I wear? I've got nothing to wear. I look shit in everything.
Let me tell you what I did Saturday morning. I had a blow dry booked at 9 o'clock, right? I'd been scouring online all week. Do you think I could find anything? No, fuck all. Zara, all like my obvious places I would
all
go
your
to.
Regular go to.
Yeah, I even, anyone that's a regular listener, looked on fucking River Island.
And you don't like River Island, do you?
No, I fucking don't. In the end, I literally bought a top out of Zara.
That was the pink.
The pink
piece.
One, yeah.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was very
really
unusual. Yeah,
that.
Because it wasn't a normal colour for me, because I love a bit of black.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, well, this is going to have to be my last fucking resort if I don't.
Yeah, no,
you
it's
know.
Really nice. I like that.
And
top.
I wore it, and I was like, oh, actually, you know what? A bit of pink, you know?
Yeah, pink to make the boys wink.
Hey, I mean, there wasn't really any boys in there, but yeah. But yeah, it was nice. It was a chilled birthday for once in my life.
Lovely. Well, I just ended up throwing a massive paddy, and you know, when you get to that point where I think what it is. You can be like, oh, I need to lose weight. I want to lose weight for the summer, blah, blah, blah. But you have to get to that point.
You've got to be in the
you
right
you know that
mindset.
Point where you're like, no, that is it. I have had enough.
Yeah, you have to be in the mindset. Well, I feel like I'm kind of there at the moment because I was like, there's no point with training 5 days a week and then my nutrition is fucking way off.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point. So I think I said it in a previous pod that I have got, I coach with a girl from the gym now. And do you know, I think that's what kept me on track this weekend.
Yeah.
I would never normally drink a gin and slimline tonic because I fucking hate tonic.
I hate tonic.
But do you know what? With a pink gin, some berries, you can't, it takes away that bitterness because it gives you a little bit of sweetness.
Sorry, guys. This is so...
Hey, Berthathon over
I'm
here.
I'm going to not drink it. I've got a can of Coke Zero on the go and I'm not going to drink anymore because... It's making me a bit
chatty. She'll be burping her whole way through the podcast. And I think that's what's given me that accountability because I was like, oh, I don't want to weigh in on Monday because I have to, like an app thing. And obviously she can see all my, like, weight. Like, obviously I put it on there. And I was like, no, I'm going to be honest. I think I had 5 gin and slimline tonics. Food, because it was a Greek restaurant, wasn't terrible because it's like grilled stuff, so fine. But I was thinking, oh, fuck, I'm going to weigh in on Monday. I'm going to be fucking over. I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel like the last 2 weeks I've been doing this, it's just going to be completely in the bin.
Yeah.
I weighed in Monday.
Well
because
done.
Because I'd made adult choices.
Yes.
I was the same way.
And you still had a great time.
I still had a good time.
Yeah.
And I was the same way.
Yeah.
Do you know how happy that made me?
Oh,
I don't even mind that I didn't lose it. Like, I had, well, I I'd weighed Friday, so I'd lot. Like, I was fine.
But to have a birthday and yeah. not put on.
And I kept saying to her, I kept messaging her, like, I was like, oh, I'm really, you know, because my birthday, she was like, don't worry about it. She was yeah. like, if you put, majority of the time, it's going to be a bit of water weight. And what she did was she calorie cycled me in the week, which basically means you take out 200 calories per, well, whatever that she tells you it is, but she did 200 calories per day, which Monday to Friday, which gave me an extra 1,000 calories for the Saturday.
Yeah, so you can splurge a little bit.
But, you know, not over the top.
But you know what's really, really nice? Is that every week I get a little treat, don't I? Because when you're sending her your progress shot, I also get a copy.
Well,
do you love me?
No, you got the other one. Yeah, you've had both. So one morning I woke up, right? This is fucking hilarious. Let me set the scene. So imagine you've just had a baby. You're wearing like beige granny pants, bearing in mind I'm not a granny pant wearer ever. Like, I never wear them. And you know, like,
they're like the breastfeeding
bras that are like thick. What do you call them?
Like thick straps.
Thick straps. Why can I not think of the word strap? I'm a fucking idiot. No underwire. Fucking horrendous. Like the ones that you just slap your tit out of, basically. And I woke up and I was like, Hayley, I've got to send you this because it is. I literally look like a breastfeeding mum that has just woke up, has had a hard night.
A hard night of labour.
Oh my god, but it was the fucking funniest picture, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I sent it as a one view, just in case anyone went down her phone. And now she gets my weekly update.
And I was, because you said, because I said to Soph over the weekend on our various million and one voice notes, like, no, that's it, I've had enough. I I've got a holiday coming up in June, the summer's coming up, flesh needs to be exposed, I'm done. Yeah, I need to get serious and lose a bit of timber. And you said, do the same, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like, send them to me.
Yeah.
Send them to me in one view.
Because,
yeah.
like you say, sometimes you can step on the scales. Yeah. Looks like you've worked hard all week and it hasn't changed. But actually, when you look at photos, you can see.
Well, look at my two photos. I think it was a 2-week difference in my first photo to my second one. I'm not talking about the labour looking picture here, guys, by the way. There's other ones too. And you can definitely see a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely feel, even, like, just, like, I may not have lost a massive amount of weight, but just, like, the de-bloating in it and, like, the bit, like, the shape. Like, you definitely notice a difference. And sometimes you actually just have to take a picture to actually be able to see that.
Yeah.
Like, because in our head we get on the scales and we think, oh, I fucking lost any weight.
Yeah, and it's really demotivating. And it's so demotivating. What's the point? Pass me the Kit Kats.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I totally agree. But I am still having, like, my calories that she's given me, and, like, obviously my macros, like, the full macros, I even had a little blue ribbon, didn't I?
Oh, go for it. Blue ribbon, yes.
You know what my favourite breakfast is at the moment?
What?
Ridiculous.
Go on.
I never used to even like cheese. I've been having crumpets with tomato puree, like paste thing, with some mixed herbs and cheese on the top, and I'm putting them in the air fryer for 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, see, that's a bit of me, that.
That is a fucking elite breakfast, let
me
tell you.
That sounds real nice.
So fucking good.
Yeah, because breakfast, I find breakfast really hard, actually.
I'm not a massive I'm not very good at breakfast, but since I've been doing this, I've craved breakfast more, whereas normally I would just have, like, a protein shake to give me something, and then I'd eat at, like, maybe 10, 11 o'clock. But where I'm having to put these calories in, because I was actually under-eating.
Yeah.
When I, like, now, because sometimes I'm struggling to hit my calories. Like, even, like, now, I think I've still got 200 and something calories to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I will eat to make that up.
Yeah, so you're obviously filling yourself up with the right foods during the day.
Exactly that. And that's why you end up losing weight.
Not having all the sugar spikes and whatever.
Yeah, we always think, oh, we've got to fucking starve ourselves to lose weight. Because when she gave me my calories, I was like, oh, my God, that seemed well loads of calories.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous about it. And she was like, no, it's just about eating the right things. You can have other things in moderation, but if you're having, like, chicken breasts and, like, rice and vegetables and whatever, season the chicken, like, put a bit of sauce in it, you can still do all of those things.
Yeah, so you enjoy it. Because you've got to
you have
you've still
to enjoy
got
it.
To enjoy your food.
You have to. I can't lie. I am getting a little bit sick. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I just dropped something. I'm getting a little bit sick of chicken. Can't lie. Bit boring, you know.
Yeah, because it is the obvious go-to.
But it's the it's the highest.
It's
protein.
Just easy, and it's just easy.
It is easy.
Bung it in the air fryer.
If I did not have an air fryer, I fucking don't know what I would do.
Yeah. Oh, they're a lifesaver.
Literally,
absolute
a lifesaver.
And I know it's sad and middle-aged to be excited over these things, but
well, can I tell you what I bought the other day?
Go on.
Because my fucking blender broke, and obviously you know I love a protein shake.
Yeah.
my blender, basically, like the actual blender bit that you put.
Yeah, the middle.
Yeah, yeah, bit that you put the stuff in.
Propellers.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, fucking thing fell off the drain board, didn't it, and cracked. And I thought, oh, it's only got a crack. It had a crack on the bottom, the bit that you clip it in, and it's still clipping in. No, listen to what happened to me.
Oh, no, did it go everywhere?
I didn't see the crack in the side of the thing, so I put everything in there, turned it on, it's all fucking come outside.
So do you know
what I treated myself to?
A new blender.
A ninja blender.
Oh, a ninja one.
Ninja one, and it makes, like, what they call, are they called, like, acai, a bolt, what they called? A-C-A-I, I never know how to pronounce it. Acai, you know what I mean. Whoever's listening to this, pretty
the bowls.
No, not it doesn't make an actual fucking
bowl. No, the stuff that goes...
Yeah, like a...
They call them something bowls.
Yeah, like, they call that... I don't know how the fuck you pronounce it, so I probably sound thick as fuck, but...
I think I know what
you know
mean.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And I can make them in there. And I'm fucking... I mean, it's a bit noisy, though. So,
is
Ninja.
It?
Ninja, if you're listening here, a little bit fucking noisy.
Oh, I'm sure they are listening.
Absolutely.
Sure they are.
Of course they fucking are.
Well, I've got a bit of a get in the bin, and this is... I mean, I do feel like I'm being a bit of a moaning Margaret this week. Moaning Margaret is out again. You'll probably... Do you know what, guys? Actually, I think you're going to notice a theme. That every every fourth episode
we're moany.
We might be a bit moany.
I swear extra, and we're moany.
And you might notice this as well, and I think it's because it is that time of the month for both of us coming soonish.
Oh yeah,
mine is coming soon. So
yeah,
that's why we can't speak. Have you noticed we're tripping up our loads of our words?
Yeah,
I get like that as well, and I'm so clumsy.
See, I just get really tired, and today I feel absolutely exhausted, and it's fucking Tuesday, and I didn't even go to work. Are we Tuesday? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go to work yesterday because I was there for my birthday.
Yeah.
So what's my excuse, please?
I know. That's what it is. It's our time of the month, so you'll notice this, guys, on every full fourth, fifth episode.
Clumsy bitches.
Can't speak.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably because I am being a bit
hormonal.
Getting in the bit. I don't want to see people's Coachella's photos. I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
But you know what? I was having this conversation with my friend the other day, and I was saying that I've always wanted to go to Coachella. I remember even when I was with my daughter's dad, we were like, oh yeah, we'll go. Like, we mentioned it a couple
of times.
Is
it LA or New York?
Oh, fuck no, somewhere in America.
I know it's in America.
I don't really know where.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure. I think
and I was like, oh, but the, like, what it used to look like back then, we're probably talking 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
To what it looks like now, it doesn't look as good as what it used to.
I mean, I did see some headlines saying that loads of even stars are kind of shunning it because it's turned into just people going there taking photos of themselves to stick on, you know, their social media or whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than people going there for the music, it's all about their, you know, look at me,
look at their outfits.
But I am just, you know, when you're like looking and you just. Have a little bit of, what's the word? Like, I love my children to pieces. They are my world. I would not change anything. Mm. However, I'm still allowed to miss my pre-child life.
100%.
You know, it's not a sin to still, not crave, but kind of think, oh, you know, when you just had, like, you could just go for the weekend.
Yeah.
Go to a place like that. You had disposable money back then. You know.
Now
and just
fucking dance shows and fucking this.
I know. And I still, like, if I had said to Colin tomorrow, I'm going to festival with my friend for the weekend, he said, go have a nice time. I'll take care of the kids. Like, he's
very good.
But it's still, it's not the same.
No, it's not. Because in the back of your mind, you always have that thing of like, okay, when I get back, I've got to be a mum, so I can't get too shit-faced. Cause like,
exactly, yeah. Know, and there's always something else to spend your money on.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at all these photos, I'm thinking, oh, to be like in my early 20s.
I know.
With a figure to die for, carefree.
Yeah, no kids, you know, free money.
And I'm just thinking,
we love your kids, but
we
spend all that money.
But you are,
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Even though I've got my little one's birthday, haven't I, coming up.
Money.
It's like constant money.
Yeah.
It's like the birthday party, the dance show, the birthday presents, the this, the that.
I mean,
it's
I remember, like, whatever happened to McDonald's parties, please?
I
used to love a McDonald's party.
I used to
party.
Love a McDonald's
They were, like,
party.
Great, money. You had Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, and they didn't
the
used to come out,
guy.
Like, dressed up.
Yeah.
Now look, we're and doing fucking...
And now they want photo booths. They want the stuff they want now.
Oh, it's
just
wild.
Insane.
It's wild.
Oh, they've got the light up numbers and the balloon arches and everything else. And it's just crazy.
Yeah,
you
that's
can't
ridiculous.
Just have. You can't even really just have a party indoors.
No.
They expect so much
more. Well, look at me last year. I did one at home and then I did one for school friends. So I had two parties.
Yeah.
That cost,
double the
expense costs a fortune.
Yeah.
Because you're still doing, even though you're doing it at home, you're still buying, so it's. I think it's sometimes worse at home because you're buying alcohol.
Yeah.
You're buying food. You're buying, still buying decorations.
Yeah.
It's
it
ridiculous.
Comes to a lot.
It's
ridiculous.
And then you do, like parties now, what? Even if you do it at a venue, like, I don't know, like a base jump or wherever.
Yeah.
They're still like £300, aren't they?
Yeah, it's still good, like £15 a head.
Like,
and then what really winds me up is people that just don't turn up.
Yeah, that winds me up. I think it's really fucking rude.
It's really rude. When they know, especially, you're paying per head.
Yeah. Or they let you down, like, last minute. Oh, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Can't, I mean, obviously, I know if kids are real or something.
No, obviously,
sometimes it can't
different.
Be helped. But sometimes you just get people that think on the day, oh,
I can't
be
bothered. Yeah. I don't mind if it's, like, a hall party.
Yeah.
I can handle that because I'm not paying per child. I'm like, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, but you do sometimes get people that just don't turn up on the day, don't say nothing, and I just think,
it's just rude, isn't it? I just think, and I get it, things come up, but whatever, you know.
Talking about school, actually, thank you to everybody that did reply to our little, what do you call it, request.
Request, yeah.
Because we had a few replies, so if we don't get to yours today... then we'll try and cover it next week.
Yep.
So we're going to do a couple today and then we've got some more to cover next week.
Yep.
But one of them was a topic request about school allocation day.
Because
that was, we record on Tuesday, guys, so that would have been today.
Yes.
And I know I've got some friends that were really nervous about it, but do you remember yours?
It fell on my birthday the day that I found out.
Oh, really? And would you like, did you think you was getting into the school that you wanted?
Well, no, because there was a chance that I wouldn't, because our kids go to Catholic school, so she's not been christened or like anything like that. So there was a chance that I wasn't, but I didn't.
And actually, you're probably out of catchment as well, aren't you?
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I did put a whole sob story in mine, so I was all right, basically, you know. I put a little sob story, because I've got relatives at the school, so... We sob storied it up, and they're like ideal students, aren't they? So
They would have already liked the family.
Yeah. Little did they know.
Yeah.
The old gobby one was entering.
Little did they know this one's nothing like her sister. Yeah.
As in not my child, as in me.
Yeah.
The mother with the gob was entering the building. Yeah.
I mean, with my eldest, I was the one that was up at midnight.
This is what I was like with mine.
Because I was not living in this area at the time. Where I lived, there was, to be honest, none of the schools were much cop.
Yeah.
But there was one that was like, okay, I'd feel okay with her going to this one, but it was slightly out of catchment, and it was the one that everybody wanted to go to, because it was the best out of a bad bunch.
You were probably never going to get in anyway,
so I didn't get my first choice. I got my second choice, and I remember being devastated.
Were you?
Yeah, really, really. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? And Carl was like, okay, well, you know, viewed it and it was okay, hence why I put it as number two. But when we went for, you know,
hang on, so this is not the school that they're at now?
No
Oh, right,
she
okay,
was first
yeah.
of all allocated where we lived before,
right?
Hence why at the time we was desperately trying to move, because I didn't want to go to school around there.
Yeah
But I was like, okay, like, we're not in a position to move right this minute. We're probably gonna have to wait at least another year, so she's gonna have to start around here. And you know, like, they'll send you a letter saying, right, you've accepted the place, now come down for a day, and they give you a bit of bump for that, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we walked in.
You were like, no.
I was like, no, there is no way. I felt so uncomfortable about going there. And I remember, like, by the entrance, there was, oh, do you know what, I'm not going to say it, because it's going to make me sound awful, but then I just thought, no. You know what it's like. You know what you like, have your own
kids. And I just feel like, as well, when it's your own kids, if you get a feeling... you're never going to be comfortable, right?
No.
So it's like, some people might walk into our school and be like, no, don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you could, because I fucking love our school, but...
yeah.
I feel like there's probably going to be people... You get a feel for what, one, your kid is like and whether they would fit in there.
Yeah.
Two, just your own self, right? And I think you're putting your child in a place where you don't know anyone.
No. You are giving over. You have been the sole caregiver for that child every single day, bar maybe grandparents or aunties or whatever. But and then you are literally handing them these precious babies, because they're still babies, handing them over to these to strangers that you don't know. I'll just say it anyway. We walked into the entrance, and across the road there was like houses across the road to the school, and there was two guys sitting there with a can of Tennent's Super.
Oh no!
And a staff.
No.
And I just thought, absolutely not. I'll home. I'll keep it back for a year if I have to.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out, and me and Colin was just like, God, this is just awful.
Guys, can I just say
do?
That was very outspoken of Hayley, because that is normally something I would say, and she'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
I know, I just said it how it was there, guys.
She's learning from me, guys.
Yeah, she's rubbing off on me. And then it was pure luck that a lady that had started working for us, literally about 3 months before, her children went to the school that our children go to now, and she was like, I'm sure they've got spaces, you know. And this was totally out of catchment, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, well, we're never going to get in. Literally, we're talking about, 15, 20-minute drive away?
Yeah.
But this was the area we wanted to move into anyway. She was like, just give them a ring. I'm sure they've got spaces, because it's a Catholic school. So a lot of people assume that if you're not Catholic, you can't get in.
I think some Catholic schools are like that, but ours take a percentage, don't they, that are not,
obviously,
non-faith or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, so Cole gave them a ring. They had a space. I said, come down and take a look. And I walked in. My God, I could have cried, because I was so worried. And I walked into this school, and I was like, my God, this has just saved us.
Yeah.
This is the school.
You just get a different feeling, because I remember looking, albeit I knew where I wanted her to go because of my sister, but you walk into schools. Like, I looked at a couple of schools in this area, and I'll be honest, you know, when I did my form, I didn't put any other schools down apart from that one school.
Yeah. So that's a risk.
Absolutely.
Massive, isn't it?
I hated every single other... I think because my heart was set on that school, because I knew what a lovely school it was. But I hated every other... There was one... I think there's one, like, village school around here. But it's like... There's literally, like, 15 kids in a class. So you've literally got no chance unless you're literally...
Live
across the road.
Yeah.
So I knew I wouldn't even bother to even try and get in there. Yeah. That was probably the only one that was on par-ish.
Yeah.
Every other school I walked into, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And also, for me, my other thing that I looked at was kind of ethnicities in the school and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want her to walk in and be a minority, right? Yeah. So it's like, those things are...
It's very mixed at our school.
It's very mixed, yeah. So that was another big thing for me that I was looking for, because I don't want her to feel indifferent being at school, you know?
But I would say, if there's any mums listening and they didn't get their first choice, I totally understand how devastating that is.
But fight for your place and where you want to, like, try and...
Exactly, it's not the end of the world. Look, every chance is that they will start that school, and actually in a year's time they're settled and you're like, I had nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
This is absolutely fine. Or if it really isn't still your choice and, you know, you want to be somewhere else, places come up all the time, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, look how, you know, kids leave, like, from our school. Not
move,
like kids, they
yeah,
move
abroad
or whatever.
Literally, within a year, places
but
come
it changes,
up all the
yeah.
time,
I mean,
don't they?
I know it is annoying, because I would have been devastated if I didn't get into our school.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would have got some any old shit school, because I didn't put anything else in my
form. You just would have got anywhere that had a spot, and you think, why have they got spaces?
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard, it is, because you want the best of them, don't you?
Yeah. But yeah, if you didn't get your first, wishing you loads of luck, guys, and hope
wishing
you all got
you
your
luck.
First choice. But if you didn't, it isn't the end of the world. There are other options out there, like there was for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, no, done deal. Where else are we going to send her?
Yeah.
She's ended up in the absolute best school, so.
Yeah, well, that's
it
good.
All works
good.
Out
works
in the
out
end,
in.
Doesn't it?
So we've got another, from our little poll that we did, we had somebody write in to us that says, how do I make him ask me to be his girlfriend?
This is going to make me sound like really old, like back in my day.
Back in my day.
But this wasn't a thing. It was... When I was back dating, like, years and years and years ago...
In the centuries.
you started seeing someone, and after a while, it was just assumed. It was never asked.
Do you not feel like you need to like have a conversation though?
Like now, yeah, obviously it's totally different.
I mean, the dating game is absolutely horrendous, but yeah.
And now it's all that like, it's all kind of games and stuff now, isn't it? There's a lot of like, oh well, we're exclusive, or we're seeing each other, but we're also seeing other people. We're not seeing other people, and I don't know how it works anymore.
My thing is, if a guy is out in what I call the streets, you know,
the streets,
and they are out every weekend, or they like, no, thank you, absolutely not. They are doing up following 50,000 women on Instagram.
Yeah,
absolutely not. No, thank you.
No,
I'm not.
And also, do you really want to make him ask you to be his girlfriend? Do you not want someone that wants to ask you to be?
I feel like people don't really ask you to be the girlfriend. You have like an adult conversation where you're kind of like, "What is this? Where do you want to go? What's your, you know, is it just a sex thing? Is it just a?" That was my way of like trying to bleep that.
Are
you seeing anyone else? Because I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, what's your crack? Are you, you know, I know it's early days. Are we working towards being in a relationship?
Yeah.
Or are we just, you know? Is it just
I think that's very, very good advice, Sophia.
Thank you very much.
Have a mature conversation.
Have a mature conversation.
And if he's not mature enough to
have that, then he's got
then
no...
he's no good anyway.
He's no good. Yeah. He just literally wants a fun time, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like have a mature conversation. You can be like, what is it? You know, I don't mean you say what is this because it's a bit, you know, it's a bit aggressive, isn't it? But I feel like you could be like, you know, what do you want from this?
Yeah, where do you see this
where
going?
Where do you see this going?
Yeah.
Do you see it panning out into a relationship?
Just
want to
make see if we're on the same
page. Because I want X, Y, Z. I feel like it's okay to be very honest about what you want.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I feel like if you're going into it and you want a relationship, but you're not sure if they do, have that conversation.
Yeah.
That's okay, and if they're not on the same wavelength, sorry, you're gonna have to suck it up and just move on to the next. But it is what it, if that's what you want.
Yeah,
because I feel like sometimes as women we get complacent with being okay with maybe what they want. Is that right? No, like because we like them or we're into them, we just run with it and be like, oh yeah, okay, fine. Maybe one day
you don't want to come across as needy, or you don't want to come across as you're wanting more than what they want.
Yeah.
It's all the politics.
Yeah, whereas I feel like, I don't know, maybe mine's an age thing. I'm not sure how old this person is, but if, for me, I know what I want. So I'm like, if I'm into someone, I know after a first date if I'm into you or not. I just know because I just feed off, like, I know myself. One, if you're boring, no thank you. Two, like, I know, like, girls that would be like, oh, no, it's okay, they've got a bit of money. I cannot, no thank you. Like, you could be, I just can't do boring.
No.
You've got to have some substance to you. But yeah, as I said, sorry, I'm going way off topic. I feel like it's fine for you to have that conversation and be like, where is it? Like, what do you see out of this? Do you see a relationship? Because I do.
Yeah.
You know, I just
take the
know.
Lead. Don't be afraid to take the lead. You just sit there waiting. Oh, is he going to ask me? Is he going to, take the lead.
I think you can take the lead. I think it's fine. And if it's not, you know, aligning to what you want, like what you want from it, then I feel like you have to just be like, okay, well, it's really nice to meet you.
This
but
maybe isn't going
in the direction that I thought. Great adulting advice from me, guys.
Very good
so
advice,
if you want any relationship advice, do not come to me because I'm not.
Basically, don't listen to anything I just said. That was good advice from you today, Sophia.
So, right, I'm going to give you a weird story this week. Did we do one last week? We didn't, did we?
No.
Okay. So, woman's finger bitten off by a woman angry at how long she was on a gym machine.
That's a bit harsh.
Can I just say, though, add to this, it's very fucking annoying when people are hogging a machine, though, at the gym.
Yeah, but well, how long's hogging?
Well, don't know, does it say? Let's have a look. This is the moment a furious gym-goer bit another woman's finger off in a fight over hogging an exercise machine.
Jesus Christ.
A fight broke out after a woman accused another woman of using a leg press for too long in a workout centre in Mexico. The CCTV footage recorded on April 1st, one of the women can be seen jumping up to confront her accuser before the two get physical. Despite other person attempting to pull them apart, They soon managed to grab her. Sorry, she soon managed to grab her hair and began dragging her across the gym floor.
Sure, it's not a gym in prison.
Jeez Louise! As the two continued to grapple—grapple, is that right?
Grapple, yeah.
Letitia bit her finger off. Her rival's finger, it says here. She's
That's
a rival.
Nuts.
That's wild.
Do you reckon those on their periods?
Maybe, maybe that. Look at this picture, though. Sorry, I'm just going to show a Hayley picture.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
That is wild. So, guys, if anyone in my gym is listening, yeah, you better not hog the machine because I'm going to bite your finger down. I'm joking. I'm not really. That is wild, though. But do you know what's so funny is today I went to the gym and there were like these two guys talking about gyms while we were on the summit. Like, they were obviously like, he was going, then he was going, whatever, whatever. And I was thinking, I really need that machine. So I try not to hover, but I think I'm an obvious hoverer.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite obvious about everything. And I was like, oh, how many sets you got left? And I hate it when people say that to me.
Yeah.
I always think, I'm done when I'm fucking done.
Because then I feel like under pressure.
Yeah, because they know that we're hovering, right?
Yeah.
So they were like, he was like, oh, I'm done. He's just finishing his set. I was like, oh, yeah, great. I tried to be really polite about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they got off, they were like, oh, it's all yours now. We're done. I was thinking, thanks. Then, 10 minutes later, after I've done maybe like 15, I've done my set. They're on the fucking next machine that I need.
Oh no! So it's just like you're just.
I was like, guys, how long have you got left? I was like, I look like I'm following you. I know. And they were like, they weren't really into my hilarious jokes.
No.
Like, they were a little bit unfriendly, and they were like, oh, we've got a few. And I was thinking, I'm going to fucking move on to something else, and I really don't want to because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to move on to something else. When I go back to that machine, somebody else is going to fucking take it.
Yeah.
So,
and I suppose if you've got your routine of what you want to do.
Well, yeah, because I'm following something as well. I like to do it in the routine that it's given.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I mean, it's stupid, really. It probably doesn't make absolutely no difference. But I'm like, yeah, well, I feel like it might work better if I do it in the routine that I've been given.
I mean, yesterday I went, because I wanted to, I'm doing this thing because I'm now on this fitness journey. Basically counting my
calories.
She's
on the ride with, basically I've made her come on the ride with me, basically.
Exactly. So I'm trying to make sure I get my 10,000 steps in today, which I haven't today. I've only done 6,601. Pitiful.
Oh, well, I'm at 9,417. So basically I just need to jump around the house first.
Yeah, you just need to do a couple of laps of your kitchen. You'll be all right.
I'll be fine.
So anyway, I said to my friend, look, I want to get my steps in. It was freezing cold yesterday. The wind was just out of
control.
Oh, can I just tell you? Basically, this is... I've got massive skylight in my kitchen, haven't I?
Yeah.
And one of the, like, sills from one of the window panes has kind of come loose. So now there's this, like, crack.
Oh, no.
In the thing. So when it's really, really windy, I come in yesterday and it was like there was a whole tree on my kitchen top.
Oh, like, where it's like...
Where I've got conifers at the back of my garden, all
the little bits.
They're all coming through and coming through... my skylight.
Oh.
And as quick as I was cleaning it all off, it was all coming in again.
Won't water come in through that?
Sometimes some spit will kind of come through. And it'll kind of like, not loads, but
like,
Cole's got to get up there and sort it out. I'm like, for Christ's sake.
It's just another fucking job.
It's just another job to put on the list. But anyway.
Way off topic there. Sorry,
way off topic. I can't even remember what I was going to say. What was I talking about?
We're talking about your gym journey.
My steps, that's it. So anyway, I said to my friend, it's too cold and windy out. Let's just go up the gym and just get on the treadmill and just do our steps.
Yeah,
at least we're indoors.
Yeah.
But this is like, I'm such a girl. Because like, I've come in and I thought, well, me and Kelly want to catch up now. So she didn't come in. I got there first. So I'm on the running machines and it was quite busy. And there's one free, so I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
Kelly can come on that one. And then an old guy... must have been about 60, bless him.
Oh.
Got on and I'm like, fuck's sake.
That you should have put a label on that. This is for my friend.
I know, I was thinking, can we treat the treadmills like sun loungers and kind of like
put a sweat towel
over it or something like, no, this is for my friend. Sorry, this one's taken,
excuse me. Do you know what actually? It's funny you say that because I do supersets in the gym. Now I'm on this new program thing. But some of them are like some of my supersets, one will be on a machine and one will be like on the mats, right? And sometimes if I leave the equipment there, I think, oh, what about if someone takes it and touches it? That's going to really piss me off, though.
Oh, no.
I mean, so far, so good, it's not happened. But I do think that will piss me off.
What? So you have, what do you mean?
So, like, for example, it might be like a, I don't know, like an abductor.
I don't even know what that is.
Like, on the, like, anyone's a gym goer, guys, you'll know what an abductor is. Like, on the abductor machine.
Right.
And then it might be like a deadlift, but with a, is it a barbell? Is that what you call it? Like,
dumbbell.
Like, no, not dumbbell. A barbell's just like the bar, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, right. Right? I don't know this jargon.
So then, but obviously that would be on the mats because obviously that's where they're free weights. Yeah. It'd be like with a free weight.
What, and you have things set up so you can go on from that to
that? So basically a superset is you do however many reps on the abduction, then you go straight into that
one.
A bit
like a hit.
Yeah. So, but sometimes if I'm on the abduction, I think, oh, the other equipment's like way over there, and obviously it's just on its own. Sometimes I think,
and you're in the middle of doing it, and then someone's going to come along.
Yeah, I think, what about if someone touches it and moves it? And I'll be like, I'll be well pissed off because you're fucking up my set, mate.
Yeah. Well, there must be some kind of gym etiquette, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, is there?
There's rules.
Yeah, I think that's only in posh gyms, really.
Yeah, maybe.
Because no one really goes there to like properly train, do they?
Yeah.
And I go to like a. Well, like a gym.
Yeah. Oh, and before I forget.
Yeah.
Have you.
Yeah.
Have you seen. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to try and watch it this week, guys, so I can talk about it next week because it's getting a lot of press.
Go on.
And I want to know what all the fuss
all the
is about.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah, the hoo-ha. On Netflix, that baby reindeer.
What the hell is that?
Have you not even heard of it?
No.
I think it was new this week, but a lot of people are talking about it. And it's, I think it's, but a lot of people like, there's some really, like...
What is it even about?
I don't
know
if it's, like, quite harrowing or... It's about, because I read up on it, I was like, oh, what's this everyone's talking about? It's a true story about some guy who has this female stalker.
Right, sorry, guys, while she's talking, I'm just on my phone, on my Netflix, basically reading what it is.
Yeah, what does it say? What's the synopsis?
The synopsis. This twisting tale about a stalker and her... Well, it says her victim...
Yeah, her victim.
And her victim is adapted from Richard Gad's Olivia, award-winning... Is that even right?
Olivia.
Olivia. Thick as fuck.
No, it's just... It's the period. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Yeah. Award-winning play based on his own harrowing experiences.
Yeah, so this guy who plays the main guy in
character,
it...
Character, yeah.
That's who it happened to.
Guy in it. Character, there we go.
Yeah.
Period. Fine.
That's who it happened to.
Right.
Apparently. But I'm going to watch
this actually
it.
Looks, I actually
it's,
think I
it's
might
meant to be
go.
Really good. People
but it's
like,
scary.
Can't stop.
I don't,
no,
like
I don't
scary.
Think it's scary, but I think it's like thought provoking, and people are saying like, "Oh, I can't stop thinking about it." You know, when something like stays
with
right. you.
Okay, let's
both watch it. That
our
homework for
watch,
the week.
Our week watch.
We're going to watch it by next week, and then we'll let you know what we think.
Yeah.
And then you guys can watch it as well.
Okay, I'm with you.
And can I just quickly mention, talking of TV programs, I meant to mention this earlier. I was watching TOWIE. Because why the hell not?
Why the F not?
And like one of the girls in it, such a pretty girl, absolutely stunning. But what is it with the really, really thick eyebrows?
I don't think it's the thick eyebrows. I think
or
it's
the brushed up.
The brush, what's it called?
Feathered?
No, there's a name for it because they go and have it done, don't they?
Like the HD brows?
No, it's not HD. It's called...
What's
it called? What is it called?
I know what you mean. It's where it looks like they've all been brushed up.
Yeah, and they literally...
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, personally.
I really don't like it.
You know, my eyebrows are a thing for me. I'm like, whenever I go, if I have to go to a new eyebrow place, I get upset if they mess them up.
Yeah. Well, it's on your face.
Yeah.
But also, like, when they do these HD brows and stuff, they're there for life, right?
No, like, HD brows are not there for life.
What are the ones? Oh,
like the tattooing ones.
Yeah.
So, like, do you know what I don't mind? Is when you have, like, the hair stroke tattoo. That,
right,
I don't mind. I'm really
But still,
not...
but things, trends change and looks
yeah,
change.
Yeah, I don't, see, I don't mind a hair stroke. I can handle that. What I'm
but what
not
if
a fan
in 10
of,
years you don't like that?
Oh, yeah, because the colour goes funny sometimes after a while as well.
Right, okay. But is that there for life?
Yeah.
Like
it's like a tattoo, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to have it topped up and stuff.
Yeah.
The one that I don't like is the block eyebrow when they have it tattooed. Like,
what, like square?
Yeah, like
really
like square.
Boxy.
And it's just a one block colour on your face. And I think I don't like that, sorry.
No.
That's just my personal opinion, so I hope I don't offend anyone.
I think they've got really massive, and I couldn't stop looking at this. I wasn't even looking, like listening to what she was saying, because all I could think about was her eyebrows.
Do you know what I'm for? Like, I don't mind all of these things, but I like the natural look of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got no eyebrows, go and have hair strokes, all of that jazz. But when you start putting, like, blocks on your brow, like, I just don't like it. I like a natural look.
So it still looks like you're a normal eyebrow.
Oh, yeah, it says me that had hair extensions for about 15 years.
No, but still look like hair.
It never looked fake, did it? But, like, I haven't any more guys, by the way. Yeah, I just, yeah, I like a nat. Anything that you have done, I don't really have a problem. Unless you're doing the au naturel. Like, if it's like an au naturel look, I can handle that.
And some of them eyebrows do not look natural.
No, they don't. Like, your eyebrows do not stand on end. I don't understand why they get brushed. I don't get it.
It's really weird. It's like they're brushing right up to their forehead.
Yeah. But they stay like that, don't they? It's like a treatment they have done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like permanent. Isn't it?
I don't like it.
No, I don't either. No. I'm not a fan of it either.
I mean, I'm sitting here with probably the bushiest eyebrows going.
I mean, I'm sitting here probably looking like the biggest moose.
I will need my eyebrows. Do you know what? This cracks me up sometimes. If you could see what we look like.
If you could see what we look like. I've currently got a hair mask.
Judging the TOWIE girls for their eyebrows. Yeah, when we are sitting there looking like this.
They actually care about what they look like on a day to day. Whereas I've got a hair mask in and my hair looks greasy as shit and I've had it in for 2 days.
I'm wearing a top that's got stains on from dinner.
Oh, I mean, well, it's fine. We've gone from house to house.
Oh, what stunners we are.
It's fine.
Right, okay. I think that's it for this week, guys. As I said, please keep all your dilemmas, topic requests, or anything you want us to talk about, any funny stories you've got, keep them coming in. Either DM us at...
Because why the F not _pod...
Or email us at becausewhythefnot@hotmail.com because we really love them. They make our podcast.
Yeah, we love them. And we love the interaction from you as well.
Yeah. And also, if you are listening to us and you like us, please leave us a review on wherever you're listening to us, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Audible, wherever it is. Leave us a review. Follow us. Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell everybody. If you want to go into Asda and make an announcement over the telephone.
We don't mind.
Feel free.
We'll take it.
And we shall see you next week.
Thanks for listening.